各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
今年的新年，不晓得你有没有收到很多的电子邮件的贺卡
？Whether that you have received many e-cards this year for this new year？
我觉得很多弟兄姐妹啊，他们在贺卡上面都很会讲那些祝福的话。
And from those greeting cards that we can see that they have many good words of our blessings.
最近收到一个同龄从香港寄来的电子邮件的贺卡。
And I received an e-card from a member from Hong Kong.
他是从这边回去香港的。
These members left United States and returned to Hong Kong.
上面写着说祝福大家新年快乐。
And it begins with the greetings. Wish you a happy new year.
在路上的祝福你们一路顺风。
And on your way to wherever you are, best to your trips.
工作的祝福你们事业有成。
And for those who have a careers, wish you a very successful career.
学习的祝福你们达成目标。
And for those who are still learning, that we wish that you can achieve your goals.
结婚的祝福你们幸福美满。
And for those that have been married, I wish you a prosperous family.
有 baby 的祝福你们健健康康。
And for those who have just has a new child, that we wish that you will have a good healthy family. 我们在
新年大家都彼此会祝福。
And at the beginning of a new year, we wish everyone's good fortune.
小弟在想这个祝福到底从心上来看，它是一个。什么样的我们可以得到什么样的学习
？And let us study from the Bible's perspective what is blessings are from the Bible.
我们来看诗篇118篇的26节。
Let's refer to Psalms 118.
诗篇118篇的26节。
Psalms 118 verse 26.
118篇的26节。
Psalms 118 verse 26.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的。我们从主的殿中为你们祝福，请读。
Verse 26, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you.
我们今天在这边聚会都是奉主圣名在聚会。
We worship in the name of the Lord.
那神主耶稣基督本身也是奉神的名来到人间。
And Jesus Christ, he comes in the name of God to bless you.To this world.
所以奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And those who are sent by in the name of God should be blessed.
他们又说我们从神的殿中为你们祝福。
And the next part it says that from the house of the Lord we bless you.
今天我们到神的殿中里面来。
Today we come to the house of God.
是个快乐的安息日。
It is a joyous Sabbath.
也是快乐的新年。
And it is also a new year.
所以我们要在神的殿中为我们弟兄姐妹来祝福。
And so from the house of God we should bless each other.
所以我们用这个题目我们来谈三点。
And from these subjects we would like to discuss three points.
我们从圣经来看祝福本身的重要性。
And from the Bible, we can see the importance of blessings.
我们从心上来看，祝福本身需要有适当性。
And secondly, that blessings has to be appropriate.
最后，我们从我们的神的殿来为我们大家来祝福。
And from the house of thirdly, from the house of God, we bless each and everyone.
圣经上里面一直谈到这个从旧约到新约都谈到这个祝福很重要的一些道理。
And from the Old to the New Testaments in the Bible, there are many teachings of blessings.
在创世纪里面特别记载很多祝福的道理。
Especially in the book of Genesis, it discusses many blessings teachings.
我们看 next slide 我们看创世纪的十二章第三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 3.
创世纪十二章第三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 3.
十二章第三节。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 3.
神对亚伯拉罕这样讲
God says to Abraham,
为你祝福的，我必赐福给他。
I will bless you who bless. I will bless those who bless you.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
地上的万族都要因你来得福气
And all people on earth shall be blessed through you.
亚伯拉罕的子孙就是大卫就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。地上的万族要因为亚伯拉罕他来得福气。
And the descendants of Abraham is David, and through all peoples that these people will be blessed.
那神特别提到说呢，要人祝福啊，有人祝福你呢，我就祝福那个人呢。
God says that God will bless those who bless Abraham.
啊，当然不要咒诅啊！如果你咒诅亚伯拉罕呢，神就咒诅我们呢，咒诅那个人呢。
And so whoever curse Abraham, God will curse that person.
啊，所以看起来神要人呢，能够彼此来祝福。
And seems that God wants man to bless each other.
啊，你猜圣经上到最后有哪一个人祝福亚伯拉罕呢
？At the end, who eventually blessed Abraham?
啊，读来读去啊，就是只有一个人呢、啊，就是一个祭司哈、哦，叫做
Melchizedek
啊，叫什么
？Melchizedek, Miss
一个祭司啊，他为为亚伯拉罕来祝福啊。
And there's a priest that blessed Abraham.
啊，这个就是亚不是麦基洗德哈、哦，麦基洗德。
And Abimelech.
那麦基洗德从希伯来书来看呢，他是预表着主耶稣基督。
And from Hebrews, from the book of Hebrews, we see that Abimelech represents Jesus Christ.
啊，麦基洗德没有父，没有母，没有族谱，他一下子就出现，然后为亚伯兰来祝福。
And Abraham, without Abimelech, without any parents, without any genealogy, suddenly comes and blessed Abraham.
啊，所以如果用这个角度来看，似乎神好像看到没有人祝亚伯拉罕呐、啊，他就差一个祭司来祝福亚伯拉罕呐、啊。
It seems that there's no person who blessed Abraham, so God sent a priest to bless Abraham.
那我们来看这个创世纪哦，里面充满了祝福的道理啊。
And from the book of Genesis, there are many teachings about blessings.
啊，所以以撒他祝福雅各。
Isaac blessed Jacob.
啊，雅各祝福十二个啊孩子。
And Jacob blessed his 12 children.
我祝福他的孙子。
And Jacob blessed his grandchildren.
我们看到，这个尤其是要里面的雅各，他可能是最懂得祝福的人。
And from the book of Genesis, we can understand that Jacob is the one that who truly understand blessings.
所以他年纪很小啊，就想要得到这个长子名分的祝福。
And since very young age, Jacob wants to have the blessings of a firstborn.
因为有这个福气啊，有长子的福气啊，可以得双倍的产业。
And as a firstborn, that he will receive two portions of the family inheritance.
所以就用一个红豆汤呢。
So he exchanged a bowl with a bowl of straight stew.
那跟哥哥啊，让哥哥卖了这个长子的名分。
And traded with his elder brothers to have the birthrights.
后来哥哥，后来爸爸要祝福哥哥的时候。
And later on, when the elder brothers was hungry, their parents wants to bless them.
啊，结果雅各就用计啊，骗了爸爸的祝福。
And Jacob deceitfully tricked his brother's blessing.
啊，当然那是另外一个故事，他骗没有骗到了，是神后来感动他的爸爸，闻到雅各身上有一股田野的香气啊。
Actually, if we read on that, we do not see that there's a deceit going on, but through the smell that he had, that father Jacob blessed Isaac.
啊，所以呢，雅各就得到爸爸所有的祝福。
And therefore, Jacob blessed received all the blessings.
那这个人真的很懂得祝福。后来他遇到神了。
And Jacob later on, he understands many blessings, and he later on met God.
那神就跟他摔跤，那最后他输了。
Jacob wrestled with God, and Jacob lost.
啊，神要走了。
And God was about to leave.
那雅各就把神的大腿抱住，跟神讲：“如果你不祝福我，我就不让你走啊。”
Jacob was grabbing hold of the tight of God, and that unless pleading that if you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
后来神就祝福他，把他的名字改成以色列。
And later on, Jacob's name was renamed to Israel.
啊，就是尊贵王子的意思。
That is the mighty prince.
后来这个雅各啊，到去见法老王的时候
，When later Jacob met Pharaoh.
啊，他也懂得为法老王来祝福啊。
Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
所以我们就会知道他很懂得这个祝福的道理。
So we can understand that Jacob understand blessings much.
其实我们圣经上看起来很多祝福，如果出于信心呢，那么神都会来成全哦。
And that if blessings come with sincerity, God will fulfill the blessings.
我们看希伯来书二十章的十一章的二十节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20.
希伯来书十一章的二十节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20.
十一章二十节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20.
二十节，以撒因着信就指着将来的事给雅各、以扫祝福。21节
，21，
雅各因着信临死的时候给约瑟两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。这么难道凭着信心呢？以撒给他的两个孩子祝福。
By faith, Jacob blessed his two children.
以撒哈，对不起。
Isaac blessed his two children.
那么也凭着信心呢？雅各祝福他的孙子啊。
And with faith, likewise, Jacob blessed his grandchildren.
其实啊，这个后来都成为事实啊。
And all these blessings come true.
所以你看哦，这个在雅各在祝福孙子的时候呢，就立长子为次子，次子为长子。本来他的儿子啊，把那个老大放在右边呐、老二啊放在左边呐、就是要他这样祝福啊。可是雅各呢，他这个心血来潮，他就这样祝福了。立大的做小的，小的做大的。
And we see that how Jacob that when by rights that he should bless it with his hand going forward, but he crossed over in the blessings indeed.
我老是想不通为什么他要这样做。
And until today, I couldn't understand why Jacob would bless it cross.
大概凭着信心自己有个感动吧。
And probably by faith and probably through his inspirations.
大概因为他也是老二嘛。哥哥是老大。
In other words,
福气都连到这个老二嘛。
And that he is the second youngest, and his brother is elder, so that blessing comes to him, and that's why he treats
his children. 那无论怎么样，我们看到凭信心真的这个祝福成真哦。
And with faith, that we can see that these blessings come true.
所以真的呢，只要有信心按照神的旨意来祝福哦。
And that with faith, that if we bless according to the way of God.
实际上很多福气我们现在从后面看过去就觉得很有趣，也真的是很奇妙。
And there are many blessings. If we come for us, if we look from the Bible from the current day all the way back, there are many interesting facts.
那个摩西在过世之前呢，也是对以色列的十二支派祝福啊。
And before Moses died, he also blessed the 12 tribes.
我们看《生命记》的33章第24节。
Lesson the Deuteronomy 33:22。
33章的24节。
Excuse me, Deuteronomy 33:24。
33章24节。
Verse 24.
这是摩西的祝福。
And this is the blessings of Moses.
论亚瑟说，愿亚瑟享受多子的福气、福乐，得他弟兄的喜悦，可以把脚沾在油中。这个摩西说，亚瑟的脚可以沾在油中啊。
And here say Moses says that Asher that his feet will stand in the oil.
这里说还没有分地哦。
This is before the land was allocated.
到耶稣亚基分地的时候，你看那个亚瑟德的地你如果看地图，它就好像意大利那个地一样就好像一只脚一样那个地，那个地形就好像一只脚一样。
And in the book of Joshua, if we read that Asher was allocated a land that looks like land of Italy, of shape of feet.
他这个分的地又在海边呢。
And that this land was located by the shore.
现在海法港就是在这个地方，亚瑟支派的地这个境界里面。
Port Haifa is located in this place where the land of Asher.
现在海法港有一些石油管子它从这边经过。
And that Asher Port Haifa is where all the oil begin to get refined.
把脚站在油中的意思其实就是说它可以得到很多的福气啦。
And let his feet be bad in all refers to tremendous blessings he shall receive.
但是呢，无论是这个属灵的神也跟他成全；属世的神也跟他成全哦。
God fulfills spiritually and physically these blessings.
那你看，有时候外邦的世界有时候他们凭着这个信心祝福神也让他们成为真哦。
And for those Gentiles that when they
不是选民非选民
And for the Gentiles that those non-chosen that if they alter the blessings, they will be fulfilled.
我们看这个用信心创世记24章的60节。
Genesis chapter 24:6.
24章的60节。
Genesis chapter 24:60.
24章60节。
24:60.
这是拉班的家里为利百家来祝福，因为他要出嫁了。
And this is in the house of Laban and blessings towards Rebecca where she was about to be married.
那我们知道拉班不是选民嘛齁。
We know that Laban is not a chosen of God.
但是他们你看他的祝福六十节。
Chapter 24:60.
他们就给利百加祝福说我们的妹子愿你做千万人的母，愿你的后裔得着仇敌的城门。这个利百加果然做千万人的母
And Rebecca eventually becomes the mother of many thousands.
她的后代以色列国真的常常得到仇敌的城门
And that her descendants become the enemies.
所以在旧约的世界里面，我们看到，如果没有得到爸爸祝福的，其实他真的是很痛苦的。
In the Old Testament, unless the son is being blessed by the father, it will become very unfortunate.
我们来看创世记二十七章
，Genesis chapter 27。
这个以撒的福气啊，被雅各抢走了，他后来就哭啊。祝福被抢走了。
Esau's blessings were stolen by Jacob, and eventually he cried.
我们看二十四。创世纪的二十七章的三十四节
，Genesis chapter 27:34。
二十七章三十四节
，34。
以撒听了他父亲的话，就放声痛哭，说：“我父啊，求你也为我祝福啊！”他哭啊。
And Esau wept。
三十八节
，38。
以撒对他父亲说：“父啊，你只有一样可祝福的吗？我父啊，求你也给我祝福啊！”以撒就放声而哭啊。现在一直讲哦，他那个伤心的哦，伤心的情形。
And this describes the sorrowfulness of Esau.
因为神啊，要给的福气啊，借着他的爸爸，通通给他的弟弟了。
Because all the blessings that allocated to Esau has been given to his younger brother.
但是我们看到旧约里面，真的神要人祝福，那凭信心祝福，神也要成就。
And with faith that in the Old Testament, if one blessing is granted, say that it will be granted.
那这祝福的道理到新约来也没有变哦。
And the teaching of blessings doesn't change in the New Testament.
您知道主耶稣讲的第一篇道理是什么道理吗？
Which is the first teaching, orations of Jesus in the New Testament?
就是讲八福啊，主耶稣就讲福气的道理啊。
Jesus begins with the eight beatitude.
您知道主耶稣在世上做的最后一个动作是什么吗？
Do you know what is the last deeds of Jesus while he was on earth?
我们看路加福音二十四章的五十节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 54.
二十四章五十节。
Luke,
这是主耶稣在世上最后一个动作、升天之前最后一个动作。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, this is his last action.
二十四章的五十节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 50.
耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，二十四章五十节，就举手给他们祝福，请读。
Verse 50, and when he had led them out toward the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hand and blessed them. 51.
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。所以升天之前，主耶稣啊，伸出双手为那些跟随他的人来祝福。
Jesus raised up both his hands and blessed the follower of him.
那主耶稣在世上传福音，也很懂得祝福啊。
Jesus was on earth that he know how to bless.
你看那个小朋友很吵啊，门徒不让小朋友来到主耶稣面前。
And do we know that the children are rowdy and those people, adults, doesn't want the children to come before Jesus?
那主耶稣他就蹲下把他们抱起来。
And Jesus knelt, squat down, and raised the children up.
把他抱在怀里面呢、伸出手来，按手在孩子的头上，为他们祝福。
Jesus carried the child and blessed the child.
所以我们看到主耶稣真的是带来福气啊！他也盼望能够按照旧约的这种思潮，继续这个完成旧约的教训常常对人的一些祝福啊。
We see that Jesus still continues the Old Testament teachings of blessings to the young, to the people in the New Testament.
但在这世上传道也谈到我们要祝福的道理哦。
And therefore, while he was preaching, he also teach about how to bless.
主耶稣在路加福音第六章二十八节，他这样讲道理，这样说啊。
Luke chapter 6 verse 24, Jesus said.
六章的二十八节，主耶稣跟门徒这样讲，祝福你们的。要为他们，做主你们的要为他们祝福啊。
Jesus in Luke chapter 6 verse 20 says, "Blessed are blessed those who curse you."
那凌辱你们的呢，要为他们祷告。
And pray for those who have mistreated you.
所以即使这个有人咒诅啊，我们也不要说就咒诅回去啊。主耶稣要我们即使在一种非常 extreme， 一种非常的极端的情况下面呢，主耶稣还是让我们有一种祝福的心态哦。
And even though that you do not want Jesus do not want us under certain extremes condition to curse others.
那后来耶稣的门徒啊，都懂得这样的道理，也实行这样的道理。
Jesus and his disciples both understand these principles and taught this.
所以彼得啊，他在彼得前书三章第九节这样讲啊。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
三章九节这样讲啊。
In First Peter chapter 1 verse 3, Peter says.
39.
Sorry.
他说不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evils with evil.
不要以辱骂还辱骂。
And do not repay.
倒要祝福啊！他说不要骂人呐、人家骂你，你不要骂人呐、
Insult with insult, but blessed with blessings.
因为你们蒙召呢，就是要叫你们承受福气。你们是为这样蒙召的， And
you are called to inherit this inheritance, and this is your inheritance you will receive.
这句话很有意思啊, 他说你们蒙召就是为了得到这种福气的哦。 我们蒙召就是要得到祝福人的, 啊,
and we are called to receive these blessings, inheritance, and we in return we will receive the blessings.
所以真的很奇妙哦，我们如果懂得祝福别人呐，我们也可以得到主神的祝福啊。
It's very miraculous that if we bless others, we will be blessed.
那彼得、保罗的书信也常常讲这样的道理啊。
And the teaching of Paul is the same.
那不只是他讲，保罗本身也去实行这样的道理。
Paul is not only the sayer, but he also practiced the blessing.
哥林多前书四章的十二节，保罗他这样讲：我们是很劳苦的，亲手做工的。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 12 says that we are workers, that we work with our hand.
我说被人咒诅啊，我们就祝福这个人呐。
And other that curse us, that we bless them.
被人家逼迫，我们就忍耐下来啊。
And for those that we have been persecuted, we should be endure.
所以从圣经上，我们从旧约看到新约啊，就是谈到祝福真的是一个。 很重要的道理哦，即使是这样好的日子啊，我们也应该啊安息的日子，或者是过年的日子，我们或许也应该来学习啊祝福啊。
So the teachings or blessings from the Old and New Testaments, even in the New Year, in the New Years, that all this be a lesson for us.
我们在这耶稣教会有个文化，我觉得很好，就是我们分开的时候都会说平安，平安。
It seems that there's the true Jesus Church culture that says that when we leave each other, we will say peace to you.
那这个平安就是祝福你平安哦，你这样出去的时候呢，可以一路平安。
And this greeting of peace means that once we depart our ways, that peace will follow you.
那其实人最重要的，人最需要的就是平安，不是吗？
Isn't it true that man needed the most is peace?
那我们常常祝人家说你平安哦，平安啊，愿你平安哦。
And we often greet each other's farewell or peace.
如果说那个人配得，那个平安就归到那个人身上。
If one is worthy to receive that greetings, then that person will receive this.
如果那个人不配得，那平安就归给我们。
And if this person is unworthy to receive that phrase, then that blessings become the sayer.
我们这耶稣教会另外一个文化就是呢，我们讲电话第一句话就会讲哈利路亚。
Culture of our true Jewish church is that when we pick up the phone, the first thing we say is we utter is hallelujah.
小弟也觉得这是相当好的传统。
And I think that this is a very good culture.
你知道 praise 哦，在英文里面那个字啊 ，praise 跟 bless 有时候是同一个字啊。哦，you shall bless God， 你要祝福神，其实就是你要赞美神的意思。有时候那个 bless 啊，跟那个 praise 它是从同一个啊中文同一个原文呢啊，它把它翻成祝福，也翻成赞美。
The word praise and the word God, bless can be used interchangeably and it means the same.
所以我们说哈利路亚，其实是赞美神的意思。
And when we utter hallelujah, it means praise to God.
我们彼此在一起，我们就赞美天上的神，我们就祝福天上的神。
And when we are together, we praise to God and we also bless God in heaven.
所以神也常常借着弟兄姐妹那种信心，我们信心的接受，让福气流传在我们当中，让我们当中充满了神的福气。
And that when we assemble together, that these blessings and graces of God dwells among us.
小弟小时候啊，常常喜欢讲一些丧气的话。
And that when I was young, I like to utter words that's not really beneficial to anyone.
我今天这个讲道讲的不好啦。
And our phone says that today I'm not doing very well in my preaching.
我今天考试考得很烂呐。
Today I do very badly in my test.
那小弟的妈妈，我觉得她是一个相当有智慧的妇人。
My mom is, to my mind, that she is very intelligent.
她一直跟我小弟提醒说，你不要抱怨，你凡事要感谢。
That often remind me that I should not always complain, but often should always give thanks to God.
小弟也觉得这是一辈子的学习哦，怎么样能够真的不要咒诅，只要祝福，不要消极，要积极，不要沮丧，要祝福。
And that it gives me a lesson that I can learn for the rest of my life is that how can I treat all those misfortunate events to be blessings and how to can see the goodness of the ugly side.
你看那个神用他的话来建立天地哦。
God used his words to create this universe.
有时候我们的话有一种积极正面的，也可以建立弟兄姐妹彼此的信仰。
Sometimes our word is constructive that it can build up others' faith.
那尤其是常常抓住圣经的应许来祝福啊，真的是。 可以看到它极大的功效。
And that if we grab hold and understand the blessing from the Bibles and how to bless others, that it will be beneficial for everyone.
小弟在这个事工的过程当中呢，也常常听到一些见证啊。
While I was on my sacred works, that I have listened to a lot of testimonies.
就是长辈的祝福啊，啊，带着应许啊，带着神的全能啊，真的那个祝福啊，成为真的。
And that the blessing from the elders, elderly members, that it carries with it the promises.
啊，这种见证很多哦。
And I heard a lot of these similar testimonies.
所以今天呢，我们也要懂得啊，来祝福我们的家人。祝福弟兄姐妹。
Today we should understand on how to can bless our families and our brothers and sisters.
那我们再谈一谈，其实祝福也要恰当哦。
And that we should apply appropriate blessings.
这个祝福啊，有时候啊可以啊讲的不好不恰当。
And sometimes that these blessings that we utter are not really appropriate.
啊，我们来看下个 slide 哦。
Next slide, please.
我们看一些不恰当的例子。
Let us see some of the negative examples.
箴言二十七章的四节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 14.
啊，箴言二十七章十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 27 verse 14.
二十七章十四节。
Chapter 27 verse 14.
清早起来大声给朋友祝福的，就算是咒诅他。哎，怎么会这样子讲呢？
And why does this verse is written?
为什么清早起来哦，那你一大声，哎，兄弟哦，祝福你哦，抱起来就给人家给朋友大声哦，啊，为什么这个成为咒诅呢？
And why is this become a curse when you come wake up the first thing in the early morning and bless your neighbor?
啊，这个祝福啊是不恰当的祝福啊。
This is a negative examples of blessings.
啊，因为这个祝福他清早起来可能他什么都没有成就，你言过其实，你这个他不 deserve it, 他也不配得这个祝福啊。
First thing in the morning, you know, without any work have been done yet, how can you bless one appropriately?
啊，有时候我们的祝福会成为谄媚的祝福啊，就是把那个夸大谄媚啊，
Sometimes that we exaggerate the blessings.
那这个反而啊是成为咒诅啊，对那个人，对听到的人不是最好的。
And to the listeners, your blessings is not it's not appropriate.
我们刚说祝福有时候另外一个字就是赞美哦。
Blessings. The other word is the synonym is praise.
在使徒行传记载一个故事啊。
In the book of Acts, it was has a story.
希律王啊，那个很讨厌啊，那个推罗西顿的人。那时候推罗西顿的人呢、啊，要从王那边得到米啊，因为推罗西顿啊没有地方种稻子啊，所以他们一定要从以色列地啊得到米跟麦子。
King Herod disliked the people of Sidon because Sidon has to beg for food from the king.
那这个推罗西顿的人呢，就派大臣来跟这个希律求和啊。
And that the governor was sent people to ask to petition the king to give them.
那时间到了，这个希律王就穿上朝服，然后大家就听他演讲。
And that when the time comes, the king give a presentations.
啊，这个讲完之后呢，大家就这样大声喊呢、啊。
And after the king has said this, everybody give this praise.
这个不是人的声音，是神的声音呐。
And everyone utter out that this is not the voice of man, but the voice of God.
一场外邦王的演讲，大家说这个不是人的声音，是神的声音。这个就是好像一大早他不 deserve it 哦，他不配得的。这个他是人，怎么用这样来祝福赞美呢？啊，所以呢，啊，这个反而是一种咒诅啊。
And it seems that this is after the orations that the people says, yell out, this is not from the voice of a man, but from a king. How can the people give these appropriate curses to them?
那实际上讲，因为希律王没有把荣耀归给神呢。
And the Bible says that because King Herod did not give the praise to God.
神就派个使者来处罚他，一只虫咬他，他就死了。
And God sent an angel to give him a worm that bites him and he died.
那你看雅各哦，在祝福的时候，他在祝这个儿子啊，有些不好的，他也没有说流变不好，他也没有跟他讲他未来会很好啊，特别还跟他讲你的未来是不好的。
And when Jacob blesses his sons, some of the sons, not all the sons received the similar blessings.
所以我们的祝福哦，不要夸大，不要谄媚，也不要这个哦，也不要太笼统了哦。
And that we should not make our blessing something that exaggerated, something that doesn't really make any good sense at all.
那个 praise 跟 bless 哈、哦、没有错，可以建立我们孩子的信心哦。 然后也让他们可以增加他们的这种，增加他们的动力啊，让他们可以做得更好。因为你是 positive reinforcement 啊，用赞美、用祝福来让越做越好。
Praise and bless to our children can be a positive reinforcement to motivate them to much be to do much better.
但是那个夸大或是言过其实或是谄媚的，其实对我们孩子也只是带来伤害。
Exaggerations, that over compliments, that it will bring hurts to our children.
最近 ABC 啊，在Good Morning America 里面有一个作者，他谈到一个类似这样的道理，跟圣经的道理是一样的。
On one of the ABC's interview in the morning, it has a presentation.
他就谈到说呢，没有错，祝福常常会帮助孩子，但是呢，不恰当反而会抹杀他们。
And it is correct that blessings and praises can help motivate a child, but once that is not at the right proper time, that it will really hurt them.
比如说你孩子参加比赛啊，这个跑步比赛他输了。
For example, that if your child is on the race on track that he lost,
那你这个孩子结束之后再哭啊，那你就安慰他，哎呀，神祝福你哦，没有问题的啦，那都裁判不对啦，裁判不对，你是世界上最好的运动家，哎。
And that after the events that you comfort your child that from his weeping says that this is the incorrect decision of the judge and you are the better one.
那这个其实是造成负面的而已，这样的祝福造成负面的而已，因为它不是真的。
This type of praises is giving a negative reinforcement because that is not a true statement.
有时候我们会赞美孩子，你好聪明，你好聪明。
Sometimes we compliment our child, we say that you are very intelligent.
其实这个他一个作者他说这个太 general， 这个好像你一大早起来给孩子祝，他没有 specific， 他没有做什么，没有 specific， 不过特定哦，没有直接讲到他要他好的地方啊。
If you overcompliment a child, you just like saying that early in the morning, first thing you say is that you want to bless them, and you do not have any tangibles deeds that has been accomplished.
比如说你跟他讲啊，你好聪明哦，你这次得到一个 A 啊。
As for example, if your child, you praise your child by saying that you got an A.
那你一直祝福他很聪明啊，一直赞美他很聪明，他一直觉得自己很聪明哦。
And that you praise them, you compliment your child that he's intelligent, and the child thinks that they are very intelligent.
一个弟兄他就有这个经验哦。
A brother has this experience.
后来他一直跟孩子讲，你真的很好哦，你很聪明。后来他长大了，常常抱怨，我那老师教的不好啦，那个老师哦很不会教，很烂，所以我今天呢，我这次没有考 A 是这样的原因呢。
And that because his parents often compliment his their child that says that you receive A, you're good. And then this time that the child does not receive an A, he complains that the teacher is not teaching me good and that's why I'm doing badly.
所以那个作者在强调，其实你要讲说你很聪明，不如这个这么笼统，不如讲说啊，你这次很认真，感谢主。
Instead of complimenting, why don't you make a statement that says that you did a very diligent work?
或者是你这是很专心啊。
Or you did concentrate in your work.
这是你这个 study strategy 很好，你这次读书的那个方法很好。
Or the method or strategy that you use to study for this test is very good.
这个就是比较 specific， 比较直接啊，不像说这么笼统，一大早起来就大声的说你很好，你很好。
These are some of the very direct statements or ways of that how you can answer it instead of a generalized.
最近报纸就讲说，建中一位学生啊，上公平课的时候啊，跟老师请个假去上洗手间，那就从三楼跳下来。
There's a news that says that a student just that jumped down from third floor after saying excuse that he want to go take a break.
我们很多孩子啊，成为草莓族啊，就是我们有时候这个赞美或是祝福啊，太不实际啊，太夸张。
And sometimes we are just like children of strawberries that says that the parents give us compliment undeserved.
另外一种祝福也是不适当的。
Another example that is not appropriate.
我们看诗篇的第十篇第三节。
Psalms 10 verse 3.
诗篇十篇第三节。
Psalms 10 verse 3.
诗篇第三节。
Psalms 10 verse 3.
因为恶人啊，以心愿自夸，贪财的背弃主，且轻慢他。或作他祝福贪财的，却轻慢神。可不可以请您念那个小字？有没有小字？
没有小字，
没有小字。这个有一个小字哦。这句的翻译就说呢，这个人呢、祝福贪财的，却轻慢了主啊。
And those who bless the greedy revile the Lord。
那个孩子很贪财，你还说哎呀，愿神祝福你哦。那个你这个 得到这么多钱啊！明明他是贪的，你还祝福他？
You bless a greedy person, but indeed that it should not be.
实际上有个例子，我们来看一下，《士师记》的十七章一到二节。
Judges chapter 17.
士师记十七章一到二节。
Judges chapter 17 verses 1 and 2.
十七章，这是谈到弥迦，他后来呢，违背神了，雕刻偶像了。
Here describe a Michal that he transgressed against God and he craft idols.
啊，妈妈，原来丢了钱了。
His mother has lost some money.
啊，第二节他跟妈妈这样讲。
And verse 2 it says,
他说你那一千一百舍客勒银子被拿去啊，你因此咒诅啊，并且告诉了我啊，看啊，这银子在我这里是我拿去了。他母亲说，我儿啊，愿神祝福你啊。请读。
Verse 2, and says to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of sheep that were taken from you, and about which I heard you utter a curse, I have silver with me, I took it. Then his mother says, the Lord bless you, my son.
做错了，他还祝福，这个实在是真的会把孩子教坏掉。
This is incorrect discipline that his child has transgressed, and she blessed it.
你看那个扫罗啊，在杀大卫的时候
，When Saul was about to kill David,
他其实是做错了啦。
Indeed, Saul did it incorrect.
但是你看圣经哦，保罗跟大家讲，愿神祝福你们哦，你们都替我想哦，大家彼此祝福来祝福去的啦。
And we see that from the Bible that Saul says that you bless me, I bless you, and bless everyone.
这个错了不讲，只有祝福，这个也是不恰当哦。
And if thing has been done incorrectly, and there's no blessings.
比如说有人要去拉斯维加斯啊，你祝福他，哎。愿神祝福你去拉斯维加斯赚大钱了。
If you are going to casinos, you will say that may God bless you that you will get a great reward from the casinos.
或者你跟孩子讲说，哎，愿神祝福你不读书可以考 A 哦。
Or another way is that you bless the students without saying that we are doing any studying and receive A.
或者是说，哎，你跟朋友讲，哎，愿神祝福你哦，是给你吃，是给你穿，是给你欠钱不用还了。
You can say that you bless your friends, that you say that God give you dressings, give you food, and that if you owe somebody's debt, that you do not need to repay the debt.
你也知道我们在真耶稣教会里面哦，嫁娶外邦，我们是不祝福、不证婚的。
And if you understand that if any members of True Jesus Church marries a non-True Jesus Church members, that none of the ministers would bless them.
那这个就是祝福，我们在讲祝福的话，也是要恰当。
And therefore, when we bless others, we have to say it appropriately.
今天安息日也是一年的开始。
Today is a Sabbath and also the beginning of 2011.
小弟觉得我们应该从神的殿中来为我们大家来祝福。
And I wish that to bless everyone in the house of God.
那这个工人做工的人怎么样能够跟弟兄姐妹彼此来祝福呢？
And as the workers of God, how can one bless one another?
圣经上这样教导我们呢。
And the Bible teaches this way.
我们看下个 slide 我们看民数记六章。
Next slide, number 6.
这个神教亚伦那些服侍神的人要这样祝福百姓。
And God told all those that serve the Lord to bless the people in this manner.
我们看民数记的第六章23节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse
23.
Numbers chapter 6 verse 23 to 27.
你告诉亚伦和他儿子说，七章六章二十三节。
Chapter 6 verse 23.
你告诉亚伦和他儿子说，你们要这样为以色列人祝福说，请读。
Verse 23 tells Aaron and his sons, "This is how you are blessed, the Israelites."
二十四节。
24.
愿主赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
25. 愿主使他的脸光照你。
May the Lord make your face shine upon you.
赐恩给你。
And be gracious to you.
26.
26.
愿主向你扬脸，赐你平安。
The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
27节再次的这样吩咐哦。
27, it repeats.
他们要如此奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要赐福给他们。
So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them.
所以这也是我们在这里的新年三愿哈。
And this is our inspirations for the new year.
Three wishes.
Wishes.
新年三愿
The three wishes.
这里有二十四一个愿，二十五一个愿，二十四节、二十五节、二十六节有各一个愿嘛哈。
And we have our wish words, each blessings from each verse.
那第一个就是愿神赐福你给保护你啊。
The first blessing is the Lord bless you and keep you.
我们知道2010年是一个天灾人祸造成这个伤亡最多的一年。
2010 is the most years of disasters comparing to the last few years.
所以你看这个海地的这个地震死了好多人。
For example, the last earthquake happens in Haiti that kills many people.
那我们以前讲过了，海地其实跟多米尼加是隔壁
Haiti and Dominican Republic is just neighboring countries.
我们在多米尼加有教会。
We have a church in the Dominican Republic.
感谢主啊，多米尼加是被保守的。
Thanks the grace of God that God preserved them.
所以愿神赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord bless you and keep you.
让我们可以立上加力。有神的保护我们可以立上加力。
With the protection of God that we can have strength upon strength.
我们看哥罗西书一章九节。
First Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥罗西书。
Colossians
一章九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
一章九节到十一节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。第十节。
Ten.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。十一节。
Eleven.
在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。十一节。照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的宽容忍耐。请读第十一节。
11. Being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully.
你们在那个英文讲得很好你们让我们力上加力让我们有保护那。在那个困难当中呢，我们还有喜乐因为是这样讲， 对不对？在困难当中呢，我们还可以有喜乐
And that the translation is that in our endurance that we will have joy.
所以在世界的这种各种天灾人祸当中，因神的保守我们可以力上加力可以得到保护。
So we all disasters that God will strengthen us with His power and that we will be joyous.
最近有这个下雪吗？
We have a snow recently.
那我们在这边举开学生联会。
While we were still having the student speech convocation.
我们下雪下课的时候呢，一个高中很多学生都在外面赏雪。
And after during the breaks, many students went out to enjoy the snow.
很多小朋友说好漂亮，好漂亮
Many people states that how beautiful it is.
但是小朋友不用开车，他们都觉得这个很好，对不对开车的人就觉得这个雪很讨厌。
And that because the kids that they cannot drive, they say that it's so beautiful, but to a driver of a car, he says that this is bad.
但是一个高中生他就这样讲，我觉得蛮有意思的。
A high school kids say this.
雪很漂亮，也带来很多的困难。
The snow is so beautiful, yet it brings many difficulties.
但是在困难当中呢，我们可以体会到神的漂亮。
But in the difficulties that we can experience God's beauty.
我就想这句话，他在讲什么？
And I start ponder what these statements means to me.
你看这次下雪，我们很多这种 counselor 男生的把教会清得很干净。
During this last snowstorms, there many of the young youth that cleans up the snow for us.
不只是自己的车子清把那个停车场的所有车子都清了。
And not only they clean up the snow from their own car, but they clean out all the snows from every car.
我们在人世间有时候神会给我们经历一些困难，但是在困难当中，我们有微笑，有喜乐。这个就是神给我们的一种力上加力。
During difficulties, that God strengthen us, then God give us a smile and give us joy.
这个就是神的保护，保守我们的心
And this is how God protect us, protect our heart.
我小弟这次看到在2010年有一些姐妹她们失去自己的先生。
In 2010, I see that many of the sisters lost their spouse.
这个实在是也是很难过的事情，也可以说一种困难的事情。
It's very sorrowful, maybe a difficult moment.
但是我也看到这样的弟兄姐妹他们能够坚强，能够力上加力，能够心被保护心蒙保守。
And that they can strengthen their faith, they can protect themselves, and they can build up their own self.
所以在困难当中也来亲近神，来参加这个成人的神训班
In the difficulties that it comes and attends our worships and seminars, so and so on.
在那边做见证, 来荣耀神的圣名, and 把他们的那个心路历程, 跟大家分享。
And to share with us, with everyone about the walk of faith.
那民数记的这个六章二十节说, 愿神, 二十五节说, 愿神使他的脸光照你, 赐恩给你, 哦。
Chapter 6, verse, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25 says, the Lord may shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Be gracious to you. 我们也希望, 在未来一年, 大家可以恩上加恩,
and that in this new year, that we wish that our grace will be upon grace.
就好像这个神, 这边提到的说, 神的脸继续光照你啊, 赐恩给你啊。
And just like what been described in this verse, that the Lord make his face shine upon you.
我们看一下福音的一章, 16节,
John chapter 1 verse 16.
一章十六节,
John chapter 1 verse 16.
一章十六节,
John chapter 1 verse 16.
从他丰盛的恩典里, 我们都领受了且恩上加恩, 请读。
Verse 16. From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
即使我们在2010年也得到神很多的恩典。
2010, we received many graces of God.
有些弟兄姐妹在Facebook上面这样讲。
Many on their blogs has write this.
我读到一个，他说呢，哎呀，今年呢，真的遇到想不到，到一个陌生的地方遇到这么多的好人。
And that on the blog, one writes that in this foreign place, I met so many good-hearted people.
其实在过去一年当中，真的神很多恩典给我们。
In 2010, God blessed us greatly.
其实神最大的恩典就是拣选我们。
The greatest grace is that God chosen us.
让我们做他的儿子。
We become his children.
给我们有天上的产业。
To give us the heavenly inheritance.
所以保罗这样祷告啊。
Paul pray in this way.
求主耶稣能够打开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
能够知道我们这个恩召有何等的指望。 我们这个神的恩惠啊。 我们这个救恩啊, 是何等大的指望呢?
And how this salvation has given us has such a great hope.
我们这个圣灵能力有何等的浩大?
And how powerful the Holy Spirit is.
我们将来要承受的产业有何等丰盛的荣耀?
And how glorious fortune is this inheritance we are to receive.
所以我们已经有很多的恩惠啦, 这主耶稣给我们, 白白给我们的。
God give us these graces freely.
但是在新的一年也求主耶稣让我们有更多的恩上加恩。
And in the new year, may the Lord give us grace upon grace.
今年在整个整体教会来讲啊，感谢主，我们有一些拯救一些新的灵魂。
Towards in the overall of the church that we have win a few souls this year.
我们也求主耶稣给我们更多的恩典，能够给我们福气，能够拯救更多的灵魂。
May God give us more graces that we can win more souls.
寻找更多的亡羊啊。
And that. To find those lost sheep.
那民数记二十六第六章继续这样讲，他说：“愿神的脸仰脸看你啊，愿神的脸啊仰起来哦，看你哦。”Chapter
6 verse 26, the Lord turned his face towards you.
那个神的脸呢，充满了荣光啊。The
face of God is filled with light.
他能够真的仰脸看我们。He
can show turn his face towards us.
我们看哥林多后书3章17节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
哥林多后书3章17节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
3章17节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17.
主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。18节。
18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里面反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。 如同是主的灵变的，当神的灵充满我们。
When the Spirit of God fills us,
就好像神的脸，他看着我们。
And it's just like the eyes of God is looking at us.
摩西跟神在一起，跟神面对面说话，他的脸充满了亮光，充满了荣光。
When Moses speak face to face with God, Moses' face shine.
圣经上讲说，但是那个荣光是渐渐褪去的。
And the Bible writes that eventually the shyness of God. Moses' face faded.
如果这个定罪的有荣光啊，这个称义的岂不更有荣光吗？那个摩西啊，是颁布律法的，律法是为了定罪的。
And those that condemns is glorified. Isn't that to give eternal life will be more glorious?
所以今天呢，我们被圣灵充满了，我们跟神很近呐，我们就好像 从镜子啊，还照神的荣光一样。
Today we receive the Holy Spirit, we have the resemblance of the reflection of the glorious God.
啊，就好像你在游泳哦，你到很大热天啊，在海里面游泳，那个烧伤是那个热度是加倍的。
And that if you swim and if you take a swim in the summer, the burn is multiplied.
那今天呢，我们在神面前呢，我们在新约啊，我们跟神很近啊，神的脸仰啊看着我们呢、啊，啊，那个荣耀是加倍的。
And today we are very close to God in the New Testament that the glory is magnified.
所以求主耶稣啊，能够在我们的身上啊，能够让别人看到神的荣耀。
So from ourselves, that can we reflect the glory of God?
啊，能够因着我们，大家觉得信耶稣很好。
And through us, that is very wonderful to be believing Jesus.
因着我们，让别人也成为神啊，让别人也领受到神的祝福。
And through us, that others will be glorified.
啊，所以愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless each and every one of us.
让大家能够力上加力。
And that we will be receive power upon power.
恩上加恩。
And graces upon graces.
荣上加荣。
And that all the glory be given to you.
我们起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
419首
419
419首
Hymn number 419